Good afternoon and welcome to Mount Temple's first year book club. I'm Alison Price, I'm a teacher from Mount Temple Comprehensive, and today I will be talking to a group of first year students about a novel called Wonder by R.J. Palacio. This novel is on the Junior Cert prescribed list for first year, so students all around the country will be reading it. I'm delighted to have here with me today Hannah, Hayden, James and Tighe from Mount Temple. They have all read the book Wonder. They're here to have a chat with me and let me know what they think of the novel. First of all, would anyone like to just give me the general idea of what the story's about? Would you like to go ahead there, Hayden?
So basically it's about this deformed kid. He's usually homeschooled and he's starting in a school. It's kind of like about the challenges he goes through because the kids, they won't treat him the same as normal. He has to, like, find his way through different than a normal kid would.
So it's pretty scary. What's his name?
His name's August.
Yeah, and his family and friends, I think, call him Augie a good bit. Why do his parents decide, after homeschooling him through primary school, why do they decide to send him off to school?
I think it's because he's got a lot stronger now and it's just for the better because he'll be able to make friends and then he'll know what the real life is like, and not being at home all the time.
Exactly, because he'd been homeschooled by his mother, so they'd protected him a lot. His face was very badly disfigured from birth. Did he have any other complications? Hannah, do you remember, was there anything else wrong with his health?
Well, he had a problem with hearing, which was getting worse the more it went by.
And he'd a lot of surgeries, hadn't he? So his face was very, very, very badly disfigured, and it's described in a lot of detail, which we're going to, and we can look at some of that later. So just for people who haven't read the book and might want to get an idea of the writing, James is just going to read a little bit here from the first page, just so that you can get an idea how the book begins.
I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I mean, sure, I do ordinary things. I eat ice cream. I ride my bike. I play ball. I have an Xbox. Stuff like that makes me ordinary, I guess. And I feel ordinary inside. But I know ordinary kids don't make other ordinary kids run away screaming in playgrounds. I know ordinary kids don't get stared at wherever they go. If I found a magic lamp and I could have one wish, I would wish that I had a normal face that no one ever noticed at all. I would wish that I could walk down the street without people seeing me and then doing that look away thing. Here's what I think. The only reason I'm not ordinary is that no one else sees me that way.
Okay, good. You notice he keeps saying, I'm not ordinary. And we know from the descriptions that he looks very, very different. Tighe, did you notice anything about him when you were reading some of the things that made him just the same as most kids his age?
Yeah, like, he was a fan of Star Wars. He knew a lot of stuff about it, and like I say, normal other teenagers were probably like fans of Star Wars as well, and he had an Xbox. I'm sure loads of boys had Xboxes or girls.
Yeah, that's right. He loved his Xbox, and his sister used to get annoyed when he'd just go into zombie mode and she couldn't even. So when I read that part, I thought, oh yeah, he's like most kids his age, maybe boys more so. Was there anything about his personality later on when he made some friends? What was it that people liked about him? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, it was like humorous and friendly, and people didn't really see it in him.
That's good. And that was a big quality of his. He made people laugh a lot. He could laugh at his own condition, and he could just make good jokes. Was there anything else about Augie when you were reading there? Did anyone notice anything about him that made him a good friend? Good quality he had as a friend. Do you remember, Hayden?
He was honest, and when he said you were his friend, he meant it. He was he'd be a trustworthy friend. You could trust him to tell him things.
Yeah, he was an honest friend and a good friend. Does anyone want to tell us a bit about his friend? He makes a friend in school. Would you like to tell us about that, James?
Yeah, his name's Jack, and he was one of the kids that had to show August around the school. But then after the store, they actually became really good friends, while the others just didn't care about August. But halfway through, Jack does something that August doesn't like, and they become ex-friends, but then they become friends again, so.
Yeah, something really bad happens, doesn't it? By accident, because Jack doesn't set out to hurt him. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that in a minute without giving too much away. But that was, for me, that was one of the really sad moments in the story. You mentioned there Jack had to be friends with him because at the beginning the teacher kind of took him aside, spoke to his parents and said, could Jack be friends? Just look out for Augie. Did Jack go, yeah, cool, that's great. Can you remember, Hannah?
He didn't really. He didn't want to do it, but in the end he kind of did it out of guilt.
That's right, yeah. And his mom and dad really wanted him to, didn't they? They really wanted him to be a good kid and be a good friend to Augie. They had a lot of fun and he enjoyed Augie's company, but it was difficult as well. So what would have been some of the difficulties that Jack ran into in the story? Does anyone want to talk a bit about some of the difficulties Jack had being Augie's friend?
People would make fun of him and he went way down in popularity because they're saying you're like friends with a weirdo and stuff, and that wasn't nice to Jack because he was just being really nice to August, and he didn't get any good stuff out of this, but he stuck true with August's friend, turned out good in the end. So
this was a very difficult thing, and there was a ringleader. Does anyone want to talk about really probably the villain? He's the villain of the story, the bad guy. Who was the ringleader in really kind of bullying? So I'll have a little bit from you first, Tig there. What do you think?
Well, he's sort of half a villain. His name is Julian.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one of the kids who showed August around the school on his on the day before school, and he asked him a question, and it was, what's up with your face? And we could see from the start of the story that he wasn't going to be a very nice character for the rest. You could kind of tell he was going to be like the villain of the book from there.
Yeah, you could tell. And one of the things I found really creepy about Julian was that adults liked him until later when they found out what he'd been doing. But he was the kind of kid who could make a really good impression on adults, teachers. He knew how to be nice and polite, but he could be doing really awful things to kids in the background and unknown maybe to adults. Hannah, what did you think? What was your opinion when you were reading Julian, the character of Julian? Do you think he added a lot to the story?
I think he added a lot of drama to the story. I think he was also very manipulative, and if he wanted something to go his way, he could because he was popular.
Yeah, and that was a sad thing as well. That made me very sad reading the story, that he was the worst character, and yet a lot of people, for a lot of the story, seemed to really like him, and he was the good-looking, popular kid, the rich kid, and a lot of the girls liked him, some of the boys liked him as well. Did anyone have a favourite scene?
What I found really nice, and it was probably my favourite scene, was when a girl called Summer came over and sat at his table, because August was sitting by himself on his own table because everybody had abandoned him, and Summer come over from the girls' table to sit with him. She had started talking with him and about like how their names were kind of similar, seeing as they're about like to do with
Summer, you know, and August.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
Summer was a great character in it, wasn't she?
Yeah,
because she was kind from the very beginning, and she never faltered. She never did actually let Augie down. Jack did. We know Jack did let him down, but we also know he didn't do it deliberately, and he really kind of, I think, paid the price afterwards. That was a lovely scene, and I think while the story can be very sad, a lot of the time we saw real goodness in people as well, and it was when people were being really kind, I think, that we really felt good reading the story. In terms of the bullying, right, there were different levels and stages to the bullying. That was what made, for me, I found it very disturbing that it was very planned and orchestrated, that there was a ringleader, that people were following rules, following orders almost from Julian. If Julian said, we're going to do this, they would follow. So that was quite disturbing. You mentioned there, Hayden, for example, isolation, being alone in the canteen and no one sitting with you. Can anyone remember, was there any particular thing about the bullying that you found really nasty or that really stood out?
They would usually leave notes in Jack's and August's locker saying, like, you suck, ugly face, or something.
Yeah.
Like, they'd usually just say nasty things. Oh, yeah, they also played a game, like, the whole year played a game against August. It was called the Plague, where they'd make August, like, if you touched August, you'd have the plague.
That was very disturbing. He noticed nobody was touching him and initially thought, well, you don't go around touching people, so that's okay. But then one day he kind of realised someone would touch him and then go, ugh, and run away or pull away and pull their things away. And that was all really started by Julian. So that was very sinister and nasty. Hannah, you have a piece there on page 50 where it describes the way he eats, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not his fault, but he has a lot of problems, difficulties with eating. So when you're ready there, Hannah, we'll listen to that.
I hate the way I eat. I know how weird it looks. I had a surgery to fix my cleft palate when I was a baby, and then a second cleft surgery when I was 4. But I still have a hole in the roof of my mouth. And even though I had a jaw alignment surgery a few years ago, I have to chew food in the front of my mouth. I didn't even realise how this looked until I was at a birthday party once. And one of the kids told the mum of the birthday boy he didn't want to sit next to me because I was too messy with all the food crumbs shooting out of my mouth. I know the kid wasn't trying to be mean, but he got in big trouble later, and his mum called my mom that night to apologise. When I got home from the party, I went to the bathroom mirror and started eating a saltine cracker to see what I looked like when I was chewing. The kid was right. I eat like a tortoise, if you've ever seen a tortoise eating, like some prehistoric swamp thing.
Very good, thank you. So we can see how difficult it was. Even just a simple thing like eating something that we would take for granted was very difficult for Augie. And again, it just caused kids to isolate him a lot. But then we saw really great kids like Jack and Summer who befriended him and turned out to be really good friends to him. In general, what was school like in Wonder? Because this novel is obviously set in America. Did you think there were any similarities or differences between school in Wonder and school in Ireland? James?
It sounded like since August, remember the game that Julian played?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like that the halls weren't really busy. In our school, the halls are like, there's always people washing around.
It was crowded.
Yeah, so I would just say that I think the hallways weren't really packed.
That's a good point, actually. They'd more space. Because I think in our school, it's so packed, you couldn't really avoid someone that much. We're very crowded and almost crushed together. So when they created this horrible, nasty kind of space around August, they had the space to do that. What about you, Hannah? What did you think?
Well, I think the kids there are really harsh, and they thought it was okay to do things like that, and they're influenced really easily by what Julian would say or whatever anyone would say.
And do you think if August was in our school, do you think the story would be the same? Tig?
I think people would kind of give him more support. Like, they wouldn't be, like, not nice to him. They'd, like, go over to him and, like, ask him how he's doing.
Yeah, I hope so as well. I hope people would be more humane and compassionate. One of the things that was difficult, I think, for Augie was that you can get a nice student like Jack who will help him and be kind to him. But I think the real challenge, I suppose, was that Jack became an actual friend. Could you see the difference between let's be nice to the new boy and we are actually friends, we are equals? You remember Jack got a lot from being friends with Augie. I mean, apart from the fun, Augie was very good at school, wasn't he? So he was able to help Jack. Jack found school hard, and so his work actually got better with some help from Augie, and Augie sometimes let him copy his homework, which he shouldn't really, but he was just trying to be a good friend. So there was give and take, and they both got a lot from the friendship. I thought Augie's sister actually was an interesting character. Her name was Via. Did anyone feel a little bit sorry for Via, James?
Yeah, I definitely felt sorry for her, because since her mom and dad have to, like, take care of August all the time, mm-hmm. Via never has time with her parents, so she's always by herself. Like, when she went to her grandma's house, she was really happy with all the attention she was getting. But then when she came back, she was really depressed about it because she didn't like how she wasn't getting enough attention. But she understands why, but she doesn't like it.
Yeah, and she just kind of gets on with it. So yeah, I felt very sorry for her. And I think in a situation where a child would be very sick, I think the other children in the family would lose out on a certain amount of attention. It would be really hard for parents to get everything right. Hayden, you have a passage there, I think, on page 73, isn't it?
Yep. For me, Halloween is the best holiday in the world. It even beats Christmas. I get to dress up in a costume, I get to wear a mask, I get to go around like every other kid with a mask, and nobody thinks I look weird. Nobody takes a second look. Nobody notices me. Nobody knows me. I wish every day could be Halloween. We could all wear masks all the time, and then we would walk around and get to know each other before we got to see what we looked like under the masks. When I was little, I used to wear an astronaut helmet everywhere I went. To the playground, to the supermarket, to pick Via up from school, even in the middle of summer. Though it was so hot, my face would sweat. I think I wore it for a couple of years, but I had to stop wearing it when I had eye surgery. I was about 7, I think, and then we couldn't find the helmet after that. Mom looked everywhere for it. She figured that it had probably ended up in Gran's attic, and kept meaning to look for it, but by then I'd gotten used to not wearing it.
Okay, excellent. You can see it's very clear why Augie would like Halloween, isn't it? He's in a mask, other people are in a mask, and when he goes to school and he wears the scream mask, do you remember the bit where another kid high-fives him? Because you don't know who it is, and he thinks, I bet he wouldn't have high-fived me if I hadn't had my mask. So it starts out as a brilliant day, and it ends horribly. Hannah, can you remember where it all went wrong?
I think it was in his homeroom.
Can you remember, Hayden, what happened?
He was planning to go like his Boba Fett, but he'd changed his mind in the morning because it took ages to put it on, and his dad was rushing out because Via was having a mental breakdown, and usually his mom brings him. He'd had no time to get into his costume, so he wore his costume from last year. And when he got into school, he went into the classroom and nobody knew it was August. He had heard Julian and Jack and a few other boys talking, and he went over that he was behind them eavesdropping, and he overheard Jack saying that it wasn't really friends with August, it was just because the principal had told Jack to do it and he'd
be
get
nice
better grades. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's devastating. Well, I won't say too much more about what happens there and then how it all works out, but it's devastating at the time, and you can really feel, well, I could really feel his sadness when I was reading it, and it ruins everything. He loved Halloween so much, and then it's absolutely ruined. Things are bad for quite a long time between him and Jack, but people who haven't read it yet will find out where it goes from there. It's a really great part of the story, as sad as it is. Now, Tig, you had actually the passage there from Via the sister, which I thought was very interesting. So will you read from that part that you were going to start at from Via?
Yep. So I've gotten used to not complaining, and I've gotten used to not bothering Mum and Dad with little stuff. I've gotten used to figuring things out on my own. How to put toys together, how to organise my life so I don't miss friends' birthday parties, how to stay on top of my schoolwork so I never fall behind in class. I've never asked for help with my homework, never needed reminding to finish a project or study for a test. If I was having trouble with a subject in school, I'd go home and study it until I figured it out on my own. I taught myself how to convert fractions into decimal points by going online. I've done every school project pretty much by myself. My mom or dad ask me how things are going in school. I've always said good, even when it hasn't always been so good. My worst day, worst fall, worst headache, worst bruise, worst cramp, worst mean thing anyone could say has always been nothing compared to what August has gone through. This isn't me being noble, by the way. It's just the way I know it is.
Great. One line there that I found really sad was when she said about learning to convert from fractions to decimals. Do you remember learning that?
Yeah.
And it takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And a bit of help. She went online to find out how to do it. So she must have been pretty bright to be able to do that. Some people would say this is a novel about bullying. Some people would say this is a novel about friendship. What do you think yourselves? Do you think it's a novel about bullying and sad things and terrible things? Or do you think it's a novel about friendship and maybe the goodness in people? James?
I think it's just based on looks. If it looks nice, you can hang out, but if it looks a bit eh, it's like, no, I don't want to hang out with him.
So it's about really how we care too much about looks in general?
Yeah, instead of the personality.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, even the cover of the picture is very interesting as well. It's a very striking cover. And you've got this sort of a fairly blank face and one eye. One point that you've picked up on is that it's about how superficial we can be about looks, how we can judge people too much and how we shouldn't. Do you think that a lot of the kids in the story get past that, the looks thing? Because initially most of them are terrified, really. What do you think there, Hayden?
Yeah, I think they do get over it, but it takes a while and it's kind of more gradual than straight away. At the start of the year, it would be all like, he'd have like a ring to himself in the hallways, nobody would be near him, and eventually it'd kind of come in a bit more and people would get used to it. We have to imagine ourselves, like, we probably would like be kind of cautious at the start, but we probably would end up being like nice to him and everything. It just
It's just when it starts off, you don't really realise.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and it's hard when you're young and you're finding your own feet in the world in a big school. Things take time, things get better. Coming back to the question, do you think the story is about bullying or about friendship? What do you think, Hannah?
I think it's about friendship. He has a few friendships and they all change so, like, drastically. And they're all different kinds of friendships. They might all be close, but they're different kinds of friendships and they act different around each other.
Almost everybody in it has some nice strength and just about everybody makes a mistake. It's really about, I think it's really about everybody, isn't it? That we can be good, we can be kind. Sometimes we really mess up. And if we want as well, we can recover friendships when they go wrong. How did you feel, Tig, at the end of the novel?
Felt kind of like book was very, like, good in a psychological way.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of, like, made me think about how I could, like, help anyone in life, you know?
Hannah, how did you feel at the end of it?
Well, I kind of felt surprised because, like, the way Augie acted, it wasn't how I'd think it would be. Like, he was able to joke about his condition and he was okay with that. And even though people bullied him a lot, he didn't go and fight them, or he just kind of turned the other cheek, and he was very mentally strong that way, I think.
Hayden?
To help, like, with the different view points of views from different people, they have, like, a kind of change to different people's perspectives during the book. And at the end of the story, like, they say that they understand about August. They make it happy and sad at the same time, and it's mixed emotions. Like, you could feel completely sad about it, you can be completely happy about it.
So it's just like life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coming back, I suppose, to what James was saying there, I think, as well, is there a lesson? Could you take a lesson from the story or a moral? Does anyone think there was a strong lesson? What do you think, James?
Don't judge a boy by his face.
Very good. Don't judge a person by their face. And it's easy to say, isn't it? But it's hard to do, especially in the world we live in today. Okay, so we're actually coming to the end now. It's been fantastic to talk to you about this and to find out so much from you about your opinions. Just very quickly there, marks out of 10. What would you give the book, Hannah, marks out of 10?
9.
9?
9.5.
9.5?
8.
8 and?
8.
8. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Hannah, Hayden, James and Tig. I'd also like to thank our listeners. Until next time, next month we'll be talking about Coraline, Neil Gaiman's graphic novel. So thank you very much, everybody. Bye-bye.